Now you have, first here, the explanation of the mystery. Now there is a mechanics to this section, and that's the reason I suggested that you have the scripture before you in order to follow this, because it will make it more meaningful to you. Paul says here in the first two verses, "For this cause, I, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ on behalf of you Gentiles." Now, actually, there begins a parenthesis. And that parenthesis goes down to verse 14. And in other words, because of these marvelous privileges that are now accorded to Gentiles, and Paul enumerated them back in chapter 2, "We were far off, strangers, without hope and without God." Now all that's been rectified. Through Christ we've been brought in. Now because of all that, Paul's going to pray for them. And he starts out, "For this cause I, Paul, a prisoner of the Lord Jesus, on behalf of you Gentiles." And then drop down to verse 14, he says, "I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, everything between that is a parenthesis, and that actually is where he's talking about the mystery. Before he came to his prayer, he says, "If so be," that is, upon the supposition, "that ye heard of the dispensation," or the economy, "of the grace of God which is given me to you." Now, this "if so" here, it marks the beginning of the parenthesis. In verse 14, he'll pick that up, you see. That is the prayer. Now, in between, he says, "ye heard of the economy," that is, the dispensation. Will you notice that he says here, "if you've heard of the dispensation"? Now, that's the economy of the grace of God. You and I are living in the dispensation of grace. Now, when somebody says, "Now, I don't like that, McGee. I'm not a dispensationalist." All I can say to you is you ought to be. If you believe the Bible, you're some kind of a dispensationalist. Now, you may not be one like I am. I hope you're not an extreme one. But I hope you believe that we live today in the dispensation of the grace of God, because that's exactly what Paul's saying here. I didn't say it. I didn't coin this word. Dr. Scofield didn't coin it in the Scofield Bible. It came out of the epistles of Paul, if you please. He uses the word. Others use the word. "If you've heard of the economy of the grace of God which was given me toward you, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote unto you before in few words." Now, you remember back in chapter 1, verse 10, we spoke of this word dispensation. He is speaking of the divine plan and the arrangement by which God had called and sent him to the Gentiles. As compared to the other apostles, Paul's ministry was different and special. That is, Paul had said to the Galatians, "But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter." The message was not different, but the ones to whom the message was to be given were different folk in a different category. Paul went to the Gentiles and told them, "You've been far off. Now you can be brought in." Peter went to his own people, to Israel, and he said to them, "There's none other name under heaven whereby you must be saved." Same gospel, though. And Paul said, "The Philippian jailer, Gentile, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved." They now go to two different groups of people. Now, these are being brought in to something that's brand new. Now, that was a different economy than you have back in the Old Testament, you see, or a different dispensation. Paul was a Pharisee before, and he lived by the law. He never went out and preached to Gentiles. That was a different economy he was under. Now he's under a new economy, and it's altogether different. But God's mode of salvation has always been the same, because back under law, he didn't save them by keeping law, but by bringing the sacrifice when they saw that they had come short of the glory of God, and that sacrifice pointed to Christ, you see.